Truly not surprised to hear that report today. Well, it appears to be just about confirmed now by Mary Regan's sources in Cabinet that NPHET are saying again that we should move to level 5. Do you feel that there was an opportunity missed 2 Sundays ago?
Possibly. I mean, if you look at the projections that Philip Nolan was making around that stage, he was saying there'd be about 1,000 cases a day by 16th of October, and he was right. So certainly their modelling appears to be on the ball based on the evidence that we've seen, and maybe there has been. I mean, if we move to level 5, it needs to be as part of an overall strategy, and it's not really apparent to me at the moment quite what the overall strategy is. You know?
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about this short, sharp break, the circuit breaker, as we've been hearing about? Would that be something that might work?
If there's something that comes after it, then yeah, it might be something that could work. The nice thing about it might be if we had a 6-week circuit breaker and got cases down very low, then maybe, you know, some of the economic activity that takes place in December might be able to take place, and some people might be able to keep jobs that otherwise might have been lost. Those are all good things. But the problem is you have to have a medium-term roadmap out of it as well. I mean, the circuit breaker might well be the right thing for the short term, but in the medium term, if you don't have a vaccine or a cure, you've only 3 options. One is that you let it rip through the community. 2 is that you try to eliminate it. And 3 then is these rolling lockdowns, which seem arbitrary to people, which seem unfair to people. But unfortunately, if that's the option we choose, then that's how it's going to be. It is going to be arbitrary and unfair. Okay.
We'll be talking to the HSE National Clinical Advisor, Dr. Colm Henry, shortly on the programme. He'll be with us here in the studio. But he was saying last night at the HSE briefing that 80% of the COVID cases that are being detected now are not of concern because they're not symptomatic cases. And this is emerging because there's mass screening of healthcare workers and close contacts. So that's picking up many more positive cases. What does that say about these very high numbers that we're seeing every evening around the 6 o'clock mark, the 1,205, for example, last night?
I suppose what it says really is that if they continue to increase the way they are increasing, eventually we will get a lot of severe and symptomatic cases. So some of the projections are that we might have up to 2,500 cases a day in a few weeks' time if we don't do anything. So that would imply that you'd have 500 symptomatic, potentially severe cases every day. And I mean, people talk about the health service and the HSE, but no health service can cope with that. You know, realistically, you know, no matter what the winter plan is, if we're at a situation where we're getting 500, 600 symptomatic cases a day, we will get overwhelmed in the hospitals, we'll get overwhelmed in intensive care, we won't be able to do elective operations. When people have accidents and things like that, there may not be an ICU bed available for them, and we have to be realistic about it. I think sometimes maybe we're not being realistic about it in Ireland at the moment, and I think in some respects I think we're sort of grieving for the life that we had that's now missing, and I think some people are at the anger phase and they're sort of trying to blame the communions or the Jacobs or the students, and other people are at the sort of bargaining phase where they say, okay, well, you know, how come the schools can be open when I can't do X, Y, Z? But we have to be realistic here. If we choose this path of rolling lockdowns, this is how it's going to be like. The alternative is that we try to eliminate it.
Mm-hmm. And why do you feel about that, elimination?
Well, I think if you look at countries around the world that have done it better, they have done things around border control and mandatory hotel quarantining and getting the numbers down to almost absolutely no cases for quite a few weeks in a row, and then built up their public health resources to a point where they can really respond aggressively to outbreaks when they occur. And I think if you were starting from scratch, that's what you'd do. But it's a very difficult thing to do, obviously, because of the situation with the border, the situation with Brexit and the European Union. So these things are very difficult. But if we come down, if it boils down to having to choose between what seems politically impossible and what actually is biologically impossible, because viruses will just do virus stuff. It'll infect loads of people and kill the vulnerable. That's what the virus will do. So for the choice between what sort of seems politically impossible versus what is biologically impossible, I think we have a duty to do everything we can, at least to explore the possibilities with our friends in Northern Ireland and the UK, you know.
All right, Dr. Anthony O'Connor at Tallaght Hospital, we'll let you go. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Well,